Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. You just tuned in. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you with us. If you've been listening already, we consider you a highly intelligent individual because not only have you tuned in, but you're staying with us and you're going to get smarter because Rick Pinion's in the building. Rick's our good friend. Rick's the founder of the Pinion Financial Services out of Bethesda, Maryland, hard by to our nation's capital, just up Wisconsin Avenue from Georgetown there in the D.C. area. He's our financial planning expert in the Brain Trust, and he's our good friend. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it's always good to be back, and you're right, I'm just up the street from Georgetown.
That's right, just a few blocks up the street there. And folks, as you know, when Rick joins us, because he is in the he is an investment advisor. He's a registered representative. He has a broker-dealer. He has to comply with all the security laws and acts going all the way back to 1933 and 1934. He has something he has to say to us because he operates in the world of full disclosure, not the world of caveat emptor. And so with that in mind, Rick has something he has to say to us. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, good morning, listeners. I just wanted to remind you that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through the AIG Advisor Group, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and the AIG Advisor Group are not directly related. Thank you very much for your attention.
Yeah, and folks, as I've said many times before, the main thing that means is that is in addition to the exact words that Rick said is that your financial planners, any of your investment advisors should be dealing with you with the perspective and the attitude of full disclosure. And if you're not getting that, if you're not getting full disclosure, if your investment advisor is sloughing over some of the details and telling you, "Oh, don't worry about that. That's not a big deal." Well, you might not be being served very well. So that's a little bit of a lesson inside of the disclaimer there, Rick. One of the things I know you want to talk about is the SEP IRA or the individual 401k. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When we sit down with a client or a potential client and try to help them figure out which retirement plan is the best, and we have a little questionnaire that we track that. And basically what we're trying to find out is how much money do they want to put away for retirement. And the two most popular plans is what we call the SEP IRA, SEP-IRA. We used to affectionately call it the last-minute IRA. and then we have the 401k for one person. Well, when I say one person, it could be for a husband and wife that work together,
mm-hmm.
or it could be for a sole proprietor. You know, we have so many people that are consultants these days.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that would motivate them to take a single person or individual K plan is that the amount that they can put in is higher than any other plan. So that's what motivates people. Plus, they can also take a loan against it, just like they can with a 401k. But you know what I was thinking this morning is that the 401k has such a name, strong recognition, that many people have heard of the 401k, probably more so, and I think you'll agree, Jim, than the SEP IRA.
Absolutely.
And so that gives it a certain amount of appeal right there. But in terms of how much the person can put in, of course, it depends on their income levels, and it also depends on the percentages that they're able to put in. So I would say that for the most people that are out there, most small business people, they may start with a SEP IRA and later if they want to switch over to the individual K plan. The individual K plan, by the way, just to give you some features, it has to be established by December 31st. That is the document to set it up. And you also have to work with what they call a third-party administrator with the K plan, which you don't have to with a SEP IRA. So there's a lot of little things that differ.
So the SEP IRA and the K and the individual K are two completely different plans.
I'm sorry, yeah, I should have made that clear.
So they're two completely different plans, because we're bringing them up in the same conversation. They're two different plans. Tell us the primary. I'll tell you what, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Rick to explain to us what are the differences between the individual K plan and the SEP IRA. And folks, Rick, if I'm not mistaken, this is in addition to a regular IRA, right? You can have it, I think so. And we'll get Rick to tell us about that right after these messages. It's 20 until the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Rick Pinion, the president and the founder of Pinion Financial Services. And we're talking about a couple of special retirement plans for small business owners, whether you're incorporated or not, the individual K plan and the SEP IRA, the self-employment plan. Isn't that what it's called, the self-employment plan, IRA?
Yeah, it's Simplified Employee Pension Plan.
Simplified Employee Pension Plan, and it's part like an IRA. So let me ask you, Rick, tell us the basic differences between these two, the SEP IRA and the individual K.
Yeah, let's pick, just to keep it simple, let's pick three things that are most important to small business owners. The first is the plan deadline, in case you want to set one up, in case you know you get excited about listening this morning, you'd like to try it out. The individual K, you have until December 31st, if you're on a calendar year, to set up the individual K plan.
For that year.
For that year. Now, you have a chance to fund it until, you know, next year, until your tax return due date, including extensions.
Right. Okay.
And the SEP IRA, like I said right before the break, this is, in case you're just tuning in, this is what we call the last-minute IRA, the SEP IRA, because you can establish and fund the plan by your tax return due date, including extensions.
Oh, so someone could, so the individual K is no longer possible for 06 tax return, but a SEP IRA would be.
Yeah, if you haven't
for 06.
If you haven't finished up all your, if you're still
if you're in the middle of an extension, then you could do all right. That would have to do with your personal tax return, not necessarily your corporate tax return. Okay, so what are the limits on these?
Yeah, let's talk about the limits. First of all, the employer limits on the SEP IRA is 25%. That's 1/4 of your compensation, or $45,000.
So if you have a $100,000 salary, you could put up $25,000 in it.
Yeah, I was going to say whichever is less, either 25% of compensation,
right,
or $45,000, whichever is less.
Right. Okay.
Now the individual K, and bear with me now, it's a little bit complicated, but the employer, see, there's both employee and employer contributions, just like a 401k.
Even though you're the same person, you can contribute as your own employer and then as the employee.
Yes, like you can double dip.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you as the employer can put in 25% of your compensation, but then you can make what they call salary deferral contributions on your own, and that would be up to $15,500. $15,500 for the year 2007. So that's the reason why a lot of people choose the individual K, because depending on your compensation, you can actually put in more money.
Because the employer can contribute, you can contribute from in both ways, employer and employee.
Right.
But there are the date limitations on that, and so. So is it 20? And what is it? Both the employer and the employee can contribute up to 25%.
Well, here's the way it works. On the individual K plan, the employer contribute up to 25% of compensation, but then the employee, which is you, can contribute $15,500.
Okay, so let's say that the salary is $60,000.
Okay.
Then the employer can put in $15,000, and then the employee can put in $15,500. So in that year, by now, since we're in 2007, it would have to be for 2007. You can put in up to $30,500.
Right.
Okay. Can you do both? Can you have an individual K and a SEP IRA?
I don't believe so. I think you have to choose one or the other.
One or the other.
But you can have an IRA on top of this, depending if you qualify or not.
A standard IRA.
Yeah.
Which is up to $25,000 or so, isn't it?
Well, let's see.
I mean $2,500.
Well, let's see. For the IRA, you can put up to $4,000, and if you're like us, if you're over, 59.
That's right. That's right. It went up to four, didn't it? Yeah.
It's four plus one, so it's $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, it depends on your how much income you're making. There's if you make a certain amount of income, you may not be able to deduct it, and mm-hmm. you may want to do a Roth, a Roth IRA.
Right.
So, there's what we call a phase out. And let me just give you the number on that for those of you that are interested. On the Roth, if your adjusted gross income, that's your AGI, is over $166,000, you cannot make a Roth contribution.
Mm-hmm.
So between $156,000 and $166,000, that's $156,000 to $166,000, there's a phase out.
Well, now, and folks, the Roth IRA is the one where you put the money you put in is with after-tax dollars, but whatever yield you take out in the future, down the road, whenever that is, those proceeds are distributed tax-free.
Yeah, depending if you how long you've held it.
Right.
So in other words, you have to hold it for either 5 years or 59 and a half, whichever is later.
But let's go back to the SEP and the individual. You're saying we can't do both of them. Can we do one year? For example, let's say right now I wanted to do a SEP IRA this year for 06, but I wanted to get established for an individual K for 07. Could I do that? Could I do one year and one the next year?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, that opens a new avenue here too as well. If you have some plans that you want to mix and match, you could also do that as well.
See, that's the thing I was thinking. If somebody had a good year this year, they were just now getting to the point where they could start putting some money away for retirement, they could go ahead and do a SEP IRA for 06 and fund it this year and then do the individual K, get it established for 07. We're going to get you to comment on that again when we come back after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can get the show. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out our blog. You can do lots of things with our new technology on how to listen to the show, including fair use. We'll let you take possession and have fair use of our broadcasts. And so check it out when you get a chance there. Lots of different ways you can listen. And on demand, too, by the way. And portable in as well. And also, don't forget to check out our small business knowledge base, AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers. Now, Rick Pinion is our guest. Rick, give us your website, please.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We haven't mentioned how to get a hold of me in case you have any questions. The website is www.pinion, that's like opinion without the O, pinionfinancial.com. And Pinion Financial is one word.
Check it out, folks, and don't forget to – he has a lot of pretty handy tools there, financial planning tools that are available, and I encourage you to use them to your advantage. And if Rick is not – if you're somewhere else in the world and it's not handy to – of course, Rick works in other places besides just the D.C. area. But if you want to find somebody who's maybe a little closer to you, Rick, I know you'll help them find somebody if they ask.
Sure. We're all friends across the country.
Exactly. Rick, we're talking about some special retirement plans that are available to business owners, the individual K and also the SEP, Simplified Employee Plan, IRA, the SEP IRA. So somebody could actually, Rick, as you know, there are a lot of companies who struggle, then all of a sudden things come together. And 1 year, they could start really, you know, getting to the point where the owners are starting to get a little bit of return on their money and all the work that they put into this thing. So let's say that's this year, 07. They could actually, if they haven't filed their income tax returns, they could actually fund a SEP IRA this year with 06 in the 06 tax return, and get that established, and then file the paperwork for an individual K before December 31st in 07, and have that for 07.
And wouldn't it be a magnificent tax deduction?
Right, and so that would be up to 25% of their salary for 06, and for 07, the employer and the employee could contribute to that.
Yeah. So let's think about some of the amounts they could put in. Under the SEP IRA, they could put in $45,000, and they could also put in $45,000 in the individual K plan. They could actually take off $90,000 in 1 year by straddling both years
right, of
both plans.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Yeah, and then plus the potential for they could also do the IRA, the regular IRA.
Yeah, depending on their income limits.
Can they do this if they also are putting in a regular 401k for their employees?
No, they can only have one. They can't have two 401ks.
Okay. So could they do either one of these, the individual K or the SEP IRA? Is the SEP IRA compatible with 401k?
No, you'd have to have just one plan.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. So what if the employees of the company, somebody else, the other employees have 401k and the employer is not part of that? Can you separate that?
Well, in other words, you see, the thing about it is that the individual K plan is primarily for employee owners and their spouses.
Right.
Including sole proprietors and partners in a partnership.
Right.
So
how would you, if let's say somebody had four or five employees, How would you recommend that they build a plan for all that?
Oh yeah, if they have four or five employees, then obviously the individual K plan would not be appropriate.
Okay.
We'd be talking to them about the SEP IRA, perhaps a simple plan. We haven't even talked about the simple plan, and then we'd have to talk to them about the difference between a Roth, you know, contribution versus
right,
a deductible contribution, which is more important.
The bottom line here, Rick, I think, and without we do, you and I haven't aren't trying to give them everything that they ever need to know about this. We're just trying to let them know about all the options that they have, so that when they talk to their financial planners, they're a little bit more knowledgeable and they actually understand that there are a number of devices out there, a number of constructs out there that they can use to build a retirement plan.
Yeah, they have to know their options. They have to know their alternatives, because let's face it, one of the options is to do nothing. But if they do nothing, then basically they're setting themselves and their families up for possible financial disaster, because they
right,
won't have enough money for, you know, retirement.
Exactly.
Which for many of us is just around the corner.
Unfortunately for many of us.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll
thanks.
See you next time. Rick
okay,
Pena,
thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's pinionfinancial.com. That's his website. And he'll be back in next month, actually. We'll be talking about some other things with him in about a month. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.